Bank of Cardiff, this is Shaw.
Hi, my name is Karen with Aggressive Waste Disposal.
Mm-hmm.
And I received an advertisement from your company for, I think it's a business line of credit, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Can I just start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, it's 2311-0059-5639.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Okay, aggressive water disposal?
No, aggressive waste disposal.
Oh, okay. Let me change that. I think we got a little... Okay.
Well, it says waste on this. I don't know why.
Okay, maybe I just translated it wrong on our system here, but I'll change it. Sometimes it there's a disconnect between the two. Okay, perfect. And then just in case we get disconnected, is this phone number ending in 1900 the best number to get back to you at?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And sorry, I missed your name. What was your name again?
Karen.
Karen, okay. Okay, perfect. So I have your file pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on the business, and then I can answer any questions you might have here. What is the structure of the business? Are you guys a corporation, LLC, sole proprietorship?
Corporation.
Okay. Okay, and how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 2009.
2009, okay. And I have your billing address here as 78...
A little over 7 years.
Oh, a little over 7 years. Okay. Okay, and I have a billing address here as 7802 Lynette Street, Houston.
Yeah, well, that's the yard where we store our trucks. So, that's fine, but that's not our actual...
billing. Oh, okay. I can just put that for now, and then we can always change it, if we proceed from here. It must be hot right now for you guys.
You say it must be hot?
Yeah. I have a friend that lives in Houston. She's always posting things about how hot it is.
Yeah, it is. It was cooled off somewhat because of the rain, but, yeah, it's typically pretty warm here.
Mm, okay. Okay, and then are you the owner over there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 100%?
Yes.
Okay, nice. Okay. Perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you just tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. Basically, I'm kind of looking to see about getting, kind of a line of credit. The way we're a garbage company, and mm-hmm. so at different times, depending on if we rent, win a contract, all of our business is under contract. It's kind of guaranteed revenue. It's not anything that we don't have any outstanding receivables that roll past 30 days. Everything is paid within a 30-day period.
Okay, that's nice.
And so I'm looking to see about getting a line of credit, because if we win a contract, then we may have to, if the district, the residential subdivision wants us to provide trash cans, then that's mm-hmm. an immediate investment that we have to take on, and then we kind mm-hmm. of build in the expense of that into our contract. So I'm mm-hmm. looking into, trying to see about getting a line of credit to be able to do that instead of having to go back and reapply for a loan all over again every single time we mm-hmm. need some money for capital.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so basically sometimes you have projects that comes up and you need the capital right away instead of instead of waiting like a week or two or things like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Sounds good. And then do you currently have any loans right now?
No.
You don't? Okay. Okay. And are you guys like the primary waste disposal for Houston or in that area?
Oh, no. No, not even close.
No? Are you, what do you guys do all type of waste disposal, or are you guys specific to a certain type?
We, about 90% of our business is residential, and the other 10% is commercial.
Okay. Residential, commercial. How many people are you, how many competitors do you have usually? I'm just kind of interested in the whole thing of that.
Well, it's a lot. I mean, you know, you have the larger companies like the Waste Management, the public, WCA, Waste Connections, that they actually own the landfills. So, you know, you have the big guys, and then there's just, you know, different smaller companies that kind of, they kind of blow up and run themselves out of business because they really don't know
Okay, so basically the big companies like Waste Management, they own the landfill, and then you guys are kind of, would you guys be kind of like a subcontractor, you or a,
No, we're a direct competitor of theirs.
Okay, would you, and then you basically, do you also dispose your, the waste that you guys collect into the landfill that they own, and you pay a fee?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much are you looking for?
Right now, probably anywhere from 50 to 75.
50 to 75. Okay. And do you have anything upcoming right now that you're looking to fund?
Yes.
Okay. What type of project do you have coming up? Or contract?
It's a sub that we're... Yeah, it's a sub that we got, and they want us to be able to provide the bins. So I want to, you know, already, you know, have that in place, go ahead and get the order placed. Because even, you know, we have customers right now that we utilize them for. So, you know, getting the cash to be able to make that purchase, you know, whether we get the contract or not, it's still, you know, the bins would still be used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many bins do you have to provide?
For this particular contract, I think it's like 2,500.
2,500. Okay. And that's going to cost you about 50K.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then when is this contract starting?
Well, this one is starting the end of the month. But it's others that we have that we need to be able, we don't need that many, but it's others that we'll, you know, we need an immediate need for, and we don't want to have to pull it out of our current cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you guys currently already have a line of credit you utilize for this?
No. No, that's what I'm looking for right now.
Okay. And have you run into this problem a lot of times already where basically you don't have the capital to fund the project that you get contracted for?
No, it's just kind of shifting to that type of playing field now. So that's why we're, you know, I'm kind of trying to be proactive and get all of this set up now because that's what we see the trend is shifting.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why do you think it's trending that way in the industry?
Because that's what the larger companies are. That's what the larger companies are offering. So, I mean, in order for us to stay competitive, we have to be able to offer the same thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680. Do you think you're around that, a little bit above or below that?
Oh, a little bit above.
Above that? Okay. So you think of my own, like, 700, around that?
Yeah, somewhere around that.
Okay. And then besides capital, do you have any equipment financing needs, like, for example, like trucks or other equipment?
Potentially, but we don't right now.
Oh, okay. Is there, like, a typical
time? As our company grows, then, yeah.
I see. Okay. Is there, like, a typical time of year you look to do the financing for that? To bring on the equipment?
No, it's just as it's needed. If we acquire... a contract that requires it that exceeds what our current equipment can handle, then that's when we'll do mm-hmm. it. You know, I don't go out and just purchase equipment based on something that mm-hmm. we could potentially get once the contract is there and I know we're going to get the revenue stream from it, then that's the only time that I'd mm-hmm. be willing to purchase additional equipment.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to, you know, just buy it just to buy it. It's only if, you know, you have the immediate need for it, or if they're, let's say, for example, you know, replacing or adding on because you have some large projects.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And what was your gross annual sales like last year?
About almost 1.5 million.
1.5, okay. And how are sales this year? Are you guys tracking to do about the same?
Probably a little above.
A little above, okay. That's good. Okay, so we're generally able to free about 10 to 15% of your gross sales as the capital. So basing it off of the 1.5 of last year, and obviously if it's tracking a little bit better, I will be able to see that in the bank statements. But let's just say based on the 1.5, on the lower range, we can free up about 150. On the higher range, we can about 225. And obviously if you don't need the whole amount, you don't need the whole amount. You can just take whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And then how our program works, I know you don't have anything that's coming up right now, and you're just being proactive and getting everything in place. So how our program works is basically we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you just choose whatever you want from it. So if you need only 50K right now, you just let us know. We'll give you 50K. It is a termed loan, so that's the difference between a line of credit and our loan. Is that it's a term loan, and then if you need additional capital, you just let me know, and I will deposit the money into your account. But we do have to wait about 33% into your loan in order to get the additional capital. But what I can do is I can set you up on a shorter term loan, so that 33% into your loan is within like 2-3 months. So that way, in 2-3 months, you're able to get more capital. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
I'd like to see, I'd like to see all the possible terms so that I can kind of see what makes sense.
Yeah. So exactly, I can do that for you. We'll give you a couple options that you can choose from, and then you can see which one works best for you. And you can kind of be proactive, and you can plan ahead of time for the rest of the year, you know, when you think, you know, you'll need that money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So what I can do right now is I can send over the application. It's just a one-page app. I just need most recent 6 months of bank statements, so from February to July. The most recent tax return, and that's it, just those three things.
Okay.
Cool. What's a good email for me to send that over?
Karen, which is K-A-R-A-N,
@aggressivewaste.com. Okay. So I have KARAN @aggressivewaste.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll go ahead and send over the application. When do you think you can get everything into me?
I'm not sure. Maybe sometime next week.
Sometime next week. Okay. So maybe like Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that.
Maybe some more than that.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just touch base with you early next week just to kind of see where we're at and if you have any questions. Okay. And then my direct line will also be in the email, so you can give me a call if you have any questions on anything.
All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. No problem. You have any other questions for me?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. We'll talk to you later then.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.